CBJ advertised the survey on social media, through the mail, and on flyers throughout the city. It was distributed both online and as a hard copy at several public buildings. Christine Carpenter led the effort to develop the survey. She says about 84% of respondents had already received a COVID-19 vaccine.
We know that that's not an accurate depiction about what is happening across Juneau because we also have the numbers about the percentage of the population that has been vaccinated.
At the time the survey closed, about 60% of Juneau's eligible population had gotten at least one dose. Carpenter says even though the data doesn't necessarily represent Juneau as a whole, the comments people wrote were useful.
There's lots of questions about how do you know the vaccine is safe, or what's the FDA process like? I am concerned about that it's not FDA approved. And there were also a lot of questions about the long-term side effects of the vaccine as well as the short-term side effects.
CBJ plans to use those responses to develop a communications plan to answer frequently asked questions and address common concerns. Of the respondents who had not gotten a vaccine, 61% of them said they didn't want to get one, and 52% of those said nothing would change their mind. But Carpenter says the most surprising results weren't necessarily numbers.
We learned that people who have not received the vaccine are really spread out across all parts of Juneau. There's not really a whole lot of adequate indicators about who is vaccinated and who is unvaccinated, because I think for the most part, they're spread out across all walks of life.
The full report with more details on the survey results is available on CBJ's website. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.